Amen. Praise the Lord. Saints, how about we stand up and let's say, Lord Jesus, I love you. From the depth of your being, at least three times, okay? Amen.
Lord Jesus, I love you. Lord Jesus, I love you. Lord Jesus, I love you.
Amen. Thank you. Praise the Lord. Lord Jesus, we love you.
Amen.
For the saints who don't know, my name is Scott Young. I'm from Fort Collins, Colorado. There are about seven of us who came from Denver, Fort Collins area. So good to be here. This morning, we're going to touch the very first line of fellowship, which is on morning revival. Praise the Lord for morning revival. You know, I'd just like to open. There's one line in the message last night that really caught my eye in relation to morning revival was Roman numeral 2b4, and that says this: love should motivate everything we do for the Lord. Amen. What motivates us to get up in the morning to touch Him is our love for the Lord. Amen. And I personally have been touched by the Lord is that just like in Ephesus, they had left their first love. So we need to love the Lord with our first and best love. And if we do love the Lord with our first love, that means He would be first every morning. Before we start doing this or that, the first thing would be to the Lord. And so there is some burden here that for these days that we're here in the training, we're being perfected by the Lord, is that all of us would be brought into this living practice of being revived morning by morning.
Amen.
All of God's loving seekers, from even as we see in these verses, if you've opened it up, even from the Old Testament time and the New Testament, all the believers who love the Lord, they would rise up early in the morning.
Amen.
To touch Him, to love Him, and as we are, the emphasis of this training is to be ones who are receiving the Word. And so, and considering this, even if you look at the verses here, in fact, we can, if you have these verses in Psalms 119, how about just for time, we'll read verses 147 and 148, okay? If you got that, let's read that together. I anticipated the dawn and cried out,
I hoped in your words.
Now, there's quite a word. I anticipated the dawn. What a love that was in the psalmist's heart that even before the dawn would come, there was in his heart, I want to muse upon God's word. I don't know if any of you college students have anticipated the dawn. For sure, if they did, it's something you really love, right? May the Lord gain our heart to love Him to such an extent that you wake up, it's 3. Oh, the dawn hasn't come yet. Wake up, it's 4. Amen, Lord. Give us this kind of loving heart. So you see, even in the Old Testament, there was such a loving, seeking heart to contact the Lord. What I just like to say is this. I was considering this, is that in our loving the Lord, may the Lord bless us with spiritual hunger. What eventually is going to cause us morning by morning to get up, to get up early and to contact Him in the Word is our spiritual hunger. And, you know, there's some utterance that Watchman Nee used. I really, you know, the first condition for spiritual growth in a Christian is hunger. And there's a little statement. The degree of our hunger determines the amount that we eat. If you come to the Word in the morning and you don't have the spiritual hunger, then you may do morning revival, which means you get up, you go through the motions, you call on the Lord, pray, read His Word, and you're done. But if they're by His mercy, you have spiritual hunger. That means you're emptied and you're open.
Amen.
And you're looking to be filled. Then when you come to the Word will feed you.
Amen.
And brothers and sisters, then you will find the Lord.
Amen.
So I just like to say one point is that in morning revival, we want to contact the Lord, to be revived. And the goal is that we touch the Lord.
Amen.
Whatever it takes, touch the Lord.
Amen.
It's not this method, that way. It's touching the Lord. Amen. Touching Jesus is what matters. Amen. Right? So when you touch him, you'll be revived. Amen. And so we touch him in his word. And so I think I need to take care of time. So what we're touching this morning, and every morning there'll be brothers sharing from different angles how we can touch the word, touch the Lord in his word. And so this morning is very particular. We can read the titles. Under receiving the word, it's musing upon the word of God. Musing upon the word of God. Now this is something a little bit unique for me to consider musing. And so we'll give some fellowship. Brother Dion will continue. And then we'll go out and practice. Okay? And so it's a matter of musing. I'll just write down some of the utterance. You know, a lot of times they translate musing also as meditating. And to muse means to worship. Listen, to converse with oneself. To speak aloud. It can include bowing down. We muse upon the word by talking to God, worshiping him, enjoying him, receiving grace from him, and conversing with ourselves in the Lord's presence. So musing is more than just kind of thinking and considering in the mind, but eventually involves the exercise of our spirit in opening our mouth, even to converse with ourselves, with the Word of God. And when we begin to practice this, you begin to enjoy some of the riches of who Christ is. Spontaneously, what comes out of our mouth is praise and thanks. And this is all our exercise of musing. So what I like to do is I'm going to give you a verse. It's Romans 8, 1 and 2. I found some reading in the ministry. I thought it was just very helpful. I'd just like to read this with you. Suggestion, how we have a time with the Lord. Saying, Lord, you pray. Lord, as I read your word, open it to me. Then you begin to read. There is now then no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus. For the law of the Spirit of life has freed me in Christ Jesus from the law of sin and of death. We should not read these verses quickly. These two verses are sufficient for us to muse on. We should not muse merely on the words themselves. Rather, our musing should be based on these words. In other words, muse through and by God's word. We can muse on the Lord, his redemption, his indwelling, our union with him, his being life to us. We should read the verse again, not merely with our mind, but by absorbing the riches in the word with our spirit. You may say, there is no more condemnation in Christ. How sweet it is to be in Christ. In Adam, I was condemned and destined to die, but now I am in Christ. I'm a person in Christ. In Christ, there's no more condemnation. Therefore, in Christ, there is no death. After musing and meditating in this way, we will spontaneously be filled with thanksgiving and praise. We may say, Lord, I praise you that I'm in Christ. Thank you. There is no condemnation in you. I thought that was very helpful as a little example of you taking the word, you read it in a fine way, you begin to, there's some impression in your spirit, and you begin to repeat that word and even speak it before the Lord. There's no condemnation in Christ. Oh, I'm in Christ. I'm no longer in Adam. I'm in Christ. Anyway, exercise causes us to enjoy the word and to receive the word. And eventually, through this, we touch the Lord and we're revived. Okay, amen to you.
Amen. Well, this word, like Scott said, I wanted to get a little bit into the meaning of this word, to muse. Probably you know this word, right? It's not a new word to you, and maybe you have a thought of what it means. But we'd like to open up, actually this word, I think the first sentence or two in the reading portion for today. It says, in a number of verses, the psalmist says that he mused upon God's word. These are all from Psalm 119, and then, yeah, it's the Hebrew word. This word is rich in meaning. So if it's rich in meaning, maybe we don't know all the riches of the meaning of the word, right? And so we wanted to get into the riches of the meaning of this word. What does it mean that David, he mused upon God's word? Well, there's this excellent book I wanted to bring to point out to you. It's Lord, Thou Saidst, or Saidst. And this is actually a book the brothers compiled, and they went through so many loving seekers' testimonies, both from the Bible and then also from church history, all related to their musing, their praying, receiving the riches from God's word through prayer. It's amazing, actually, in a sense. I don't know, that as we're getting into the matter of, you know, the course of the church, and especially the Lord's recovery work, how much is that related to just receiving the life that is in the word through prayer? Praise the Lord, we can all be on the same line as these brothers. And we're going to practice this morning by morning this week. And then you're going to go back to your campuses and keep going uphill, right? Praise the Lord. Taking the way of revival. Amen. So for this matter of musing, I wanted to read a couple of quick points here. It says, there is a brother, William Wilson. His Old Testament word studies points to the other uses of this Hebrew word. So the same Hebrew word that is used for muse here is actually used in other ways, which show us the different angles of the meaning of what it means to muse. So here we have it. To murmur, to mutter, to make sound with the mouth. So that's what David was doing when he was enjoying God's law, his word. He was making sounds with his mouth, right? Sounds kind of crazy. It's like it says, someone who speaks to themselves, right? Normally if someone is speaking to themselves, you say, oh, that's kind of funny. But actually, we're not speaking to ourselves. We're just speaking personally to the Lord.
Amen.
But with our mouth.
Amen.
This word is generally applied to the roaring of the lion when he got his prey. Wow. So we can roar as a lion sometimes, right? Over the word. Praise the Lord. We got our prey. Christ in the word. Amen. Even to soft thunder. The same word, the muse word, is used for soft thunder. So sometimes, have you ever heard a distant thunder way off? You barely hear it, but then there's something substantial there, right? So sometimes our praying over the word, maybe it's not roaring like a lion, it's just soft thunder. We have the sound of the harp. Hallelujah, beautiful. To the mourning of the dove. To the groaning and sighing of men, and specifically even mentions using this word for muse in Hebrew. It is specifically, it's this, to muse is to muse from the palate, top of our mouth, the throat, that's Psalm 115:7, or the tongue. So all of these parts of our mouth are all used with this same Hebrew word. So my burden, or our burden, is that when we're praying over the word in the morning, you know, on the one hand, it's not the same as prayer reading in a big meeting. You know, maybe you've done that before. You've exercised over the word in a big meeting. It's not like that, because it's a very personal, you know, like Scott said, we're seeking the person of Christ. We want to touch him in a personal way. Yet, it is very difficult to do this just with your mouth closed. Very difficult. I don't know if I've ever seen anyone just, you know. I've never seen that. But many times, both in my experience and what I've seen others, you see them praying, and as they're even, maybe it's not loud, maybe you can't hear it, but maybe you're just whispering, but you're still using your palate, your throat, your tongue. Oh, Lord Jesus. You know, we're going to be surrounded by people. Maybe it's not easy to pray out really loud, but we're about to break up. Go find a spot somewhere. Don't take too long. Just go find somewhere, and once you get it, you claim it, it's your spot. And that'll be your spot to muse, right? To have some soft thunder, to have some of the harp strings, you know. You're praying over the word, just like Scott gave that practical example from Romans 8:1 and 2. You may use those verses if you like. These verses here are very good. Just take it phrase by phrase. Don't be in a rush. Sometimes, like the example, as you touch one phrase, but then it, all of a sudden, the other side, on the one hand, we want to use our mouth, but the other side is that as we're praying and using our mouth, we also have a deep sense in our spirits.
Amen.
In fact, we're trying to find the Lord in our spirit, right?
Amen.
And this is a process. Nobody just sits down and instantly is just flowing and in spirit in the mornings. But as you're taking the word and you're praying over it, I will muse. I will muse. Oh, Lord, I will muse upon your precepts.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord, for all of your precepts.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord, through your precepts, I get to know you.
Amen.
You see, so those words aren't on the page. But as you're praying the words on the page, as you're sensing the Lord in your spirit, praises, thanks, seekings, even confessings, all sorts of things can come out from our spirit through from the word contacting our spirit.
Amen, saints. So we're here learning to touch the Lord. So we're just following as others have done in the past, is to have a little time just after now you've had a personal time with the Lord, and we're all practicing. Maybe some had wonderful time. Maybe some had a struggling time. And so we just like to learn from one another and are sharing with each other. And our practical way of how we experienced being with the Lord, how we were in the Word. And so maybe as a start, I just maybe open it. Does anyone just like to share their experience with the Lord this morning? Anything you touched the Lord, you enjoyed something, got help with something, and just would like to share as a kind of a help to us all. Any saints have that feeling? And don't be afraid. Okay, yeah, amen. Do we, or just speak out loud, or how do we do the mic? Okay. Okay. Yeah, just go. Let's go.
Yeah. I just wanted to share a way I enjoyed this verse. It's Hosea 11:1, and it says, "When Israel was a child, I loved him, and out of Egypt I called my son." And a way you can make this really personal is, instead of child, you can say your name. Or instead of Israel, you can say your name. You know, so I would say, when Eric was a child, I loved him. And out of Egypt, I called him. And Egypt signifies the world. So it's just a way to make, you know, these verses really personal. So yeah, that's what I enjoyed.
That I really enjoyed was the part where it says, "My eyes anticipated the night watches." And as I was musing on that phrase, the Lord touched me to see what my eyes anticipate, you know? Is it really that I anticipate the night watches? Do I really have eyes only for the Lord? And so I was praying, "Lord, what do my eyes see? What do I have eyes for? Lord, just give me eyes for the night watches.
Amen.
Give me eyes only for you, Lord Jesus."
Amen.
So I find it in amusing, the hardest part is the mind. So the more you ask me not to memorize, the more I try to memorize. So I began by calling, just calling on the name of the Lord. You know, not just the deep calling, you know, just turning the mind, even my heart to the Lord. And then I just prayed ready, the verse by verse. And I got to the word "no condemnation." I said, "How can there be no condemnation, Lord? I condemn myself, you condemn me, everyone condemns me. How can there be no condemnation?" So I just spent the word condemnation, but to those who are in Christ Jesus. So I just muse upon, in Christ Jesus. And it's musing, it's like talking to the Lord in Christ, but I'm not in Christ. It's a positional, then it went to the footnotes. It really helped. It's not only positional, it's really the matter, the condition that we're in Him, walking in Him. Anyway, just a lot of conversation, fellowshipping with the Lord.
I was enjoying Psalm 48, and it starts with, "How lovely are your tabernacle, Jehovah of hosts, and my soul longs, and indeed even faints." So I was starting with this, and I just couldn't get over because I was walking outside. I saw say everything. I was like, but because first you say, oh, how lovely. And then I was like, I'll ask the Lord, how does this mean? And the Lord showed me that when the psalmist see the building or something of the Jehovah's tabernacle, he said, wow, how lovely. Because I was walking outside of like, that building. It's really beautiful. But I was like, oh, maybe compared to the Lord's tabernacle, this is just like, oh, lesson, just like dumb. But the psalms, he must have seen something that is so beautiful and so attractive that he, like, he saw lungs. Like, he saw, it's like, oh, how beautiful. Like imagine you see something, or you see something, you immediately say, wow, so beautiful, and you want to get into this. And you love it so much. So that's really enjoyable. Amen.
Saints, I just like to echo Brother Scott's word this morning, how important it is to be spiritually hungry in receiving the Lord. And that spiritual hunger equals emptiness and openness. There was a little bit of struggle this morning, and I realized it's because I was full from yesterday's portion. And how important it is, and how much of a hindrance our portion of Christ yesterday can be to our portion of Christ this morning. So I really enjoyed in verse 97, the first word, oh. That is such an emptying word. Oh, oh, Lord.
Amen. Oh, Lord. I really enjoyed this verse, verse 97. Oh, 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 how I love your law. All day long it is my musing. I think something that really touched me about this verse is sometimes we think about the law as a more negative thing. But the psalmist here said, oh, how I love your law. So I really appreciated that the psalmist had a love for the Lord, so then he had a love for the law. Because the law speaks of Christ, right? And I really enjoyed this. All day long it is my musing. And as it continued on in the fellowship, in the excerpt, it says, as a cow chews the cud. And when I think of a cow, you know, it's just like, you know, it's like constant chewing, right? So I just appreciate it. Oh, Lord, all day I will chew on your word. And that word masticate came to my spirit, just to really take it in slowly, and digest it piece by piece. And this issues out in a spontaneous prayer. And I just really appreciate it. Issues in prayer, worship, enjoyment, conversation, bowing down, and even lifting up our hands to receive God's word. So it's like, wow, Lord, praise you for musing. It is an all-inclusive enjoyment. So let us continue to muse on the word, saints.